Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We're on Chaf Gimel, we're up to the Mishnah, like 10 lines down. So the Mishnah says like this, Marchikin es ha-shovach min ha'ir chamishim amah. You have to keep a dove coat, right, a place where the doves rest, distant from a city, 50 amos. Okay? Not only that, lo yasa adam shovach b'soch shalo, you can't put a dove coat in your own property, unless you have 50 amma distance in every direction so that the doves don't eat or don't harm other property. Because we're going to see the 50 amos is the cutoff. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara will explain that. What? The Gemara will explain. The Gemara will explain in a minute. It's a fair question. The Gemara is going to give a pretty good answer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, base arbaz kor. No, the distance is 4 kor. Not 50 amos, but 4 kor. Mole shigar hayona, which is the distance of the travel of the yona. Vimlakhu, if you bought the land, if you bought it, then afilu base rova harehu bechezkaso. Then even a base rova is considered the chazaka. In other words, even if it's a less of a distance, right? Since it's the previous owner had to get here. How did this happen? That there's a shova right here. Shouldn't it be a distance of 50 amos? Why isn't there a distance of 50 amos? So for some reason, whatever reason is, there was a mechila. What? A guy, we're going to have all the answers. We'll let the same tainus apply to the buyer. Whatever worked beforehand, till now, the buyer can apply the same tainus. Or more accurately, Bezdin can apply them on his behalf. And therefore, whatever was before, doesn't have to change. Now it's only 20 amos away. There's a neighbor 20 amos away. It's supposed to be 50 amos away. The answer is, we let it go.
Why is he grandfathered in?
Because we'll see why. The Gemara will explain why. Okay? So now, says the Gemara, Mr. Schiffer's question, Chamishim Amma Vesulo? What, only 50 Amas? What kind of thing is that? How can you restrain a bird? Vorimenu, we have another Bryce that says not like that. It says, Lo ain person nishbin leonim. You're not allowed to build, set a trap, a net, for a bird. Ela im kain hayarachag min ayishuv shloshim ris. It has to be 30 ris away. What's 30 ris? A ris is 4 mil, right? And a mil is 2,000 amos. If it's 8,000 amos away from the town, then he can trap it. Why? So far away, it's probably hefker. So it's 50 amos over here. It should be 8,000 amos. Right? That's the Gemara's question.
Before you go ahead, yeah. We have taken a lot of time. Just a quick question. Didn't we say, without chapter, yesterday, we said you can't put a ladder 4 amos from your neighbors into the shovach. So where's the 50 amos from Kol Ruach? You have 4 amos between your property and the neighbor.
That's if you want to put a ladder.
Yeah, you have to have 50 amos in all directions.
This is flying.
This is for flying.
What?
There's a dove caught up there. That's where the doves live.
You put in a ladder from your
property. No ladder.
Yesterday it said,
yeah.
If you have a dove caught, you have to have 4 amos from the dove cup to your neighbor's wall so that you can get a...
If you want a ladder.
No, but if now we
see
50
amos of
cold
water. Dove cup being within
5
amos
of... How do you have 50... Flying space?
Yeah, flying space.
There's always flying space.
So, but if it's 30 amos away, you it's not enough space. You can't put a dove cup there. You have to give 50 amos of space.
Right. Wasn't it... I don't get it. 4 amos yesterday from your property to your neighbor's dove coat. So how is it 50 amos there?
I hear you. I don't know.
That's a fair question.
That's a good question. I don't know. Anyway, the Gemara asks now a different question. Where do you get 50 amos? It should be 8,000 amos. Why? Because you can't stop birds from flying. So the Gemara is going to give an answer now. You just have to accept the answer. The Gemara says, Amar Abaya, no. Misha Chaitei Tuva. Of course birds fly a lot. The birds fly much further than 50 amos. However, the kersaihu b'chamishim amsa malya, they only eat in the first 50 amos. When they're going to go on a travel, they're going to go flying, they first eat, then they fly. They don't fly on empty stomachs. When do they start eating? Only in the first 50 amos. After that, they don't eat anymore. then you can't trap them for 8,000 amos. But the dovecot has to be at least 50 amos away, so your bird doesn't eat on your neighbor's food. That's why it's 50 amos. Make sense? Good?
Yeah.
Umeishat shloshim ritz v'sulo. Is that even true that they only fly 30 amos? That's also not even true. 30 ritz, it's not even true. V'atanya, we have a brisa that says, ubiyishuv, if it's a city, then afilu meya mil lo yifros. Even 100 amos, 100 mil. 100 miles. 100 mil, you can't put a net. What do you mean 30 ris? Much, much bigger than that. Birds can fly for miles and miles and miles. So, Rabbi Yosef Amar, three answers. The Yishuv Kramim, we're talking about a Yishuv of a vineyard. And therefore what? They can hop from vineyard to vineyard, right?
So they can fly from one to the other.
Right. Rav Amar, the Yishuv Shovachin. No, there are other dovecotes there. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, mishum shovachin gufayu, then the reason is because there's a dovecote here. It's not 100 miles. So ibay seima didei, it's your own. Ibay seima dib kanani, it's a goyz, like you said before. Vibay seima de hefker, or you could say it's hefker. So it's not a problem. It's not a stira. They have 100, really it's 100, it could be a much longer journey, right? But it's reasons why it doesn't belong to anybody. Either it's a guy's or... Now, you're not allowed to steal from a guy. Not allowed to steal from a guy. But this chumrah of distancing, that doesn't apply by a guy. Right? Or it's hefker, or it's yours. So that's why of course a bird could travel much further. Why it's 30 ris? There's other reasons why it's not going to go so far. It has places to stop and to rest. Fine. Next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beis Arba'a Kor. Rabbi Yehuda gave a different shear of four core. Okay. Amar of Papa Vitam Rav Zvid, Zoso Meres, you see from here, Toan in Lilokeach, Vitoan in Liorish. We make a taina for a buyer, and we make a taina for a Yorish. It's a very long Rashi, but we have time, we'll do the Rashi inside. You see where it says, Toan in Liorish, Toan in Lilokeach? Mm-hmm. You see that Rashi?
Yes.
Bezdin, Pochsin Peh, Bezdin will open up its mouth, Vitaina liorish, and make a taina for a yoresh, vililokeach, or a purchaser, she'ir or adam alehen, because the person is going to make a problem. Viesh lo edim, shahais shalo o shalavosav, there are edim that belong to him or his father. And by the way, it doesn't say anything in this mission about yoresh. It only talks about a buyer. The Gemara says, but it's a yoresh also. There are edim that belong to him or to his father. V'zeh Omer, and this guy says, Yerashtiv me Abba, I inherited it from my father. Oh, lakachtiv me Ploni, or I bought it from Ploni. Shehuchzak bo yomim rabim, he had it for many years. V'hevi edim shehuchzak bo aviv o hamocher lo shaloshanim, the father or the seller bring a raya that they owned it for many, many years. They own this land. I inherit land from my father. I buy land from you. Someone comes along and says, hey, you're in my land. How do I know otherwise? How am I going to prove not true? Well, I actually did it from my father. Good, and your father stole it from me. But I bought it from, what's his name? I bought it from Reuven. Yeah, but Reuven stole it from me. So how do I prove otherwise? So?
How about
what?
Deed or title?
So there's no such thing as a deed in the Gemara. No such thing. There's a shtar that you bought it. So how do you prove ownership? Edim. By the way, we're going to see it. There's a whole parak. The next parak, the third parak, is all about this. Proving ownership of land. So there's something called a chazaka.
I also thought that you can't steal land.
What you can't steal land in terms of Hilchas Gezeila. But Lamaisa, I can move into your house. You go on vacation. You go on vacation for 3 weeks. You come back. Someone else living in your house. So you get out of my house. What do you mean your house is my house? Now what's going to happen? What would happen if it happened in America? You have to go to court. You have to go adjudicate it. Same thing over here. So the Rashi says like this, Afal pi shelo tan, v'hevi edim shuchzak bo, aviv o mocher lo shalosh shanim. You have to prove that you're living here for 3 years. Afal pi shelo tan, v'hein lachu mimcha, o me'avosecha, ton in lo bezdin uposchen lo peh. Even if you don't tie into this, bezdin will tie into it for you. Right? So what do you mean? Get out of here. His father was here for 20 years. You have no taina. Even if the guy himself, the yoresh, doesn't make the taina, or the purchaser doesn't make the taina, Bezdin will make the taina on your behalf. The ilu Lemi shelo yarsha v'lo lakcha me'acher. If you didn't inherit it and you didn't buy it from someone else, kisha amar lo ha'ma'arer, and the guy comes to complain and says, ma to osa b'tzoch shali. What are you doing in my land? What are you doing in my house? I go to a vacation for 2 weeks. I come back. You're living in my house? What are you doing in my house? V'hu amar hechzakti b'gibul shanim. I've been here for 3 years. Let's say it's true. Let's say it's true. Let's say you went away for 3 years and someone else was living in your house for 3 years. V'lo amru lo davar. But he doesn't have an explanation how he got there. He doesn't say, I bought it. He doesn't say, I inherited it. He doesn't say, you gave it to me as a gift. He just says, but I'm here for 3 years. I have a chazaka that, and let's say it's true. Right? Tana b'masnisin, we're going to learn, the ain lo chazaka. That's not a chazaka. A chazaka without a basis is not a chazaka. You have to have a basis. The guy's not lying. He's not lying. I've been living here for 3 years. It's not a lie. Say, what are you doing here? I'm living here for 3 years. You bought it? No. You inherited it? No. You got it as a gift? No. What are you doing here?
It's not different.
So in the Torah, in Halacha, you have to have a chazaka with a taina. A chazaka without a taina is worthless. You have to have a taina. I got it from my father. That's a taina. I didn't just walk in here when you were away. No. I got it from my father. Masnitsin diktani hareo b'cheskaso. Our Mishnah says that when you buy the field and there's a dovecote on it, it could stay there. It could stay there. Why? When you bought it from someone else, now my neighbor comes and says, you know, I measured and the dove coat is less than 50 amos away from my property. So what's going to happen? Your doves are going to eat from my fruit. I protest. So I'm allowed to tell this guy, I'm very sorry, but I bought it from Reuven. Reuven obviously was allowed to be here because he didn't say anything for 20 years. Now he woke up and said something, right? Alma ta'inan le b'shvilo, we ta'ina for him. She'oso she'lacha mimenu nispayesim sevivav b'mo'oth achina oso. It must be, Reuven must have paid you off. Reuven must have given you money. That's what it must be mafayes you. He must have appeased you somehow. That's what she says, gave him money. That you allowed, you know what? He gave me money when we moved in. He knows it's 30 amos away. It's not 50 amos away. He gave me a check at the time. And you inherited that right. Bezdin will make all this taina for you. Why did the Gemara also throw in a yoresh? Nothing to do with the yoresh here. I'm not sure why. Maybe because it's the same idea. I got this from my father. Do I know what went on 20 years ago? I don't know. But I know I inherited it. So the Gemara says it. Bezdin will argue on your behalf that you're entitled. Why? There must have been some arrangement made 20 years ago that we allowed this to be here. It doesn't really belong here. That must be pshat. You understand? Okay. Says the Gemara, Yoresh Tanina. It's old news that we'll tie in something for a Yoresh. Why? Haba Bishum Yerusha. If somebody says, I inherited it, Eino Tzarech Taina. You don't need the Taina. But as we just explained, when you have a Chazaka, you have to have a Taina along with it. Not if you inherited it. That is the Taina. Right? Lokeach itrichale. The story of the Lokeach is also old news. Why? I'm sorry, Lokeach itrichale. We wrote Yoresh Agav Lokeach. Lokeach Nami Tanina. It's also old news. Why? It says Lokeach Chatzer. If somebody bought a Chatzer, Uba Zizin Vigazustros, and it has things sticking out of the Chatzer, sticking out of the wall of the Chatzer into the Rosh Hasharabim, Hareze Bechis Kasa. You can keep it like that. Why? I can't the B'nai Rosh Hasharabim argue and say, you're not allowed to have things sticking out of your wall. People walk here. The exact same answer. How did the previous owner get away with that? It must be they made some arrangement. So you inherit, you bought that arrangement. Some kind of easement, right? It goes with the land, and you bought it. And the Gemara says, Tzricha, we need both cases. What both cases? The case of buying the dovecot, and the case of the chatzar with the thing sticking out of it. Diashmin and Hassam, Gabi Rosh Hasharabim. If I would have said it's true by Rosh Hasharabim, the Amar Konas Hasoch Shalohu, I could have said really, he indented his chatzar, he indented his wall, so that it's in his chatzar, and it's not even protruding in the Rosh Hasharabim at all. It might look like it is, really it's not. It doesn't stick over. Now, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, sometimes when it's very crowded, they'll come into my chatzar a little bit, my area, and knock against those things. But they're really in my Rosh Hashanah. So there's no issue.
Like Merpesa type?
Yeah. Right. No, like, I don't know, these things sticking out of the wall, right? So
like a beam?
Like the thing to like maybe wipe your feet, wipe your shoes from the mud.
Oh.
That thing is sticking out into the wall, right? So I bought the wall, I have that thing. Now the mayor comes and says, "Well, you don't have a thing sticking out, it's dangerous." So, yeah, but no one said the word till now. Right? So we can give another answer. Not that no one said the word till now. It's not even in the Rishus Rabbim. It's in my Rishus. My wall, the end of that thing that's sticking out, that's in my Rishus.
I don't think you can have a house on your own property.
Why not? Who told you to come to my property? So that's one answer we can give. Right? One answer we can give. Right? Inami or achuli b'nei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim kabei. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim didn't mind. They were mochel. Right? Avol hachalo. But over here, it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's my neighbor. So who had my neighbor allow this? Same answer. He's mochel. And Tosfos says, it's very interesting on the bottom, Tosfos says, how could the b'nei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim be mochel that I could have a thing sticking out into the wall? Who's mochel? Every passerby, every guy in the city made a vote, a referendum that I. So Tosfos is at the bottom. Pirish, Zion Tuvei Ha'ir. The seven elders of the city. The city was the board of the city, the mayor, the city council, whatever it is. B'mayim et Anshe Ha'ir, right? And the townspeople elected these people. Whatever decisions you make is good. That's why we're electing you. I don't want to be busy with everything every day. I don't want to go to every zoning meeting, and I don't want to do all that. You guys are in charge of that. That's what it means, Mam and Anshe Ha'ir. The city said, you're in charge of all these things. I'd leave you out of it. Right? Sharashus Biyadam. They have the right to do that. Because the Amr Perak Pasur de Megillah, like we learned at the end of Megillah. Fekivan, Deleka, Lachal, Chad, Bederech, Ela, Porta, Machlitve, Miyachid. They machal it. It's a little bit sticking out. They let it go. The problem with that is, the Paras Yosef raises the following issue. That right that the seven. The Shiva Tuva, it's only regarding a shul. They don't have the right. The Gemara doesn't talk about these things about having the right to be busy with every guy's neighbor's thing sticking out. Only for shuls they have the right. So where does this come from? Right? That's why many Rishonim take out this line. They don't go with it. Right? They take out the line. Inami achule b'nei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim gabei. Why? It's not true. How is the b'nei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim mochel that? From the city council, they can't be mochel that. They're only busy with shuls, Erev, you know, things that have to do with the Sarchei Tzibur. Not that some guy in some street and somewhere has a thing sticking out. We're gonna let it go. We're gonna paskin that it's okay. That doesn't. Where'd that come from?
Maybe negative consent. They don't say anything.
Right. It could be. V'yesh min hacha. Back to the Gemara. And if you only mentioned here, kivan the yachid who, since it's a yachid, it's one neighbor. Ema paisei. So one neighbor will let it go. Either you appeased him, right? You bought him a gift. He's very happy. Or he wants you to appease him. Or he's mochel. Avol rabim man pious. Who are you appeasing? Every passerby you're going to appease? Man shavik. Who's letting it go? Who's allowing that? Aim alo. I would have said it's not allowed. Tzricha. No, even there's such a concept of mechila. That's why both are necessary. Then we said, Hareyu b'chizkasa, you inherit the right to leave your dove coat there, even though it's too close to the neighbor. Aye, v'amar of Nachman, amar av baravua, ain't chazaka l'nezakin. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a chazaka when it comes to damage. We said that yesterday, no such thing. Rav Mari amar, b'kutra, well, it could be when it has to do with smoke. And Rav Zvid amar, b'sakisei. But it has to do with the bathroom, right? Those are the only two times there's no chazaka. But stam, a bird thing, that's not smoke, it's not a bathroom, it's not a foul odor, it's not smoke, real like serious damage. What is it? The bird's going to nibble on some berries? Okay. That you can inherit that chazaka. Okay? Good?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Next Mishnah. Nipul. You have a bird, hanimtza b'so chamishim ama. You found the bird lying in the ground within 50 amos of a dovecot. Harehu shel bal habayis. Harehu shel bal hashovach. We assume it belongs to the bal hashovach. Why? Why do we assume that?
We're assuming the bird is dead.
No, the bird's... Let's say it's alive.
Oh, it's a young one. It can't fly.
It can't fly.
Oh, okay.
So what do we say? What do we say?
It came from this
dovecote. It came from this dovecote. Why?
Why? Because it can't fly.
Because it's very close. It's very close. That's the key, because it's close. Yeah. Right? Where else did it come from? From another one? From far away?
On someone else's property.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. 50 amos away, right? Chutz mi-chamishim amos, if it's more than 50 amos away, Harehu shel moto. It belongs to the one who finds it. Why? There's no simon on it. You can't assume it came from this one. So where did it come from? We don't know.
Somewhere else.
So Tosfa says, on top, does lean on basar ruba. We go basar rov, ba'alma, in the world. And there are more birds in the world than there are between your thing and 50 amas away. Right? The world's bigger than 50 amas. So we go bus a rove. Rove birds in the world don't hang out in your 50 amos. Right. Therefore, if you find it deeper than 50 amos, rove will tell me it belongs to the finder. Okay? The afil amanda amar. Listen to this. Ein holchin mamon achar harove. We have a rule that we don't follow the majority when it comes to money. What that rule means itself is a difficult answer. It says to us, hainu makom shu muchzak. That's only if it's muchzak. If you have the money already, aval hacha deleka chazaka dememona, but there's no chazaka here. Aslin on basa rov, then we do follow the rov. Vim tomar, 1 second. Beperik elam mitzias in the halachas of hashavas aveda, we learned the rabbanon the rabshurim ben elazar de amri afilu beir shirov akusim. Even if the city has more goyim than Jews, chayiv lahachris, you have to announce it. Why? Bedavish yesh bo simin. Have a simon on it, you have to announce it. So you see that there's a pair of tzitzis. So who owns that pair of tzitzis? Not a goy. It's 99% goyim in this city. You still have to announce it. Why? Amai, lo zinu basaru, I don't want to go basarov. Kivon, deleka, chazaka, dibimona. It's not chazaka. So why don't we go basarov? Why do we announce it? How come over here we're going basarov, and over there we don't go basarov? Answers Tosfos, you're right. V'yesh lomar. You're right. Really? Make a radin, we'll go basarov. Therefore what? So what are we going to do with that tzitzis? What are we going to do with that pair of tzitzis? So what are we doing with it?
Announce.
You're right. Rov says it belongs to a goy. Let's announce it. Right? Kedei l'kai mitzvah, shavet aveda. Let's see what kind of mitzvah. Kivan delek diyachol hezbar alidei hachraza. Since by announcing it, we'll find out who it belongs to. Im he shall Yisrael, for Yisrael nami lo misyayish. Yisrael's not going to give up. Why not? Demasik adaitei dilma muchach dimishkach Yisrael v'yachris. Because he knows if a Jew finds it, they're going to announce it. So it's just an insurance thing to make sure someone finds it. You're right. Me'ikar adin would go basarov. Why not do a guy a toiv and announce it? Why not?
Sure.
It's not belong to a guy anyway. Right? Because it has a simon on it. Right? You find a bag of money. Without any simon, you don't have to announce it. Rov goyim. But we're not talking about something with a simon. Right? It's stamped with a mug and dove or something like that, right? So who does it belong to? It belongs to a Jew. Whose is it? I have no idea. So we'll announce it.
That's a bad example, no offense, because it eliminates the rov. If it's a pair of tzitzis, it doesn't belong to the non-Jew, right?
So you have to find a case that's neutral, but it's a simon that belongs to a Jew.
Simon, no.
It doesn't have a simon. That's what it says. That Tosfos says.
Simon,
what, Tosfos asks, why? We have a Gemara in Bava Metzia that says, if it has a simon, even though it's rov goyim, you still should announce it. Why? Go bas a rov. So the guy bought something with a simon?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Okay, a simon. Some, fine. It's a possibility, right? My father had a co-worker, a black woman, who had a mezuzah in her pocketbook. She kept it in her pocketbook. Her father asked her why. She said, you never know. Maybe you guys are right. You never know. Right? You never know. So you know, if you can find such a thing like that, it's a little uncommon. A little uncommon, but you can find such a thing. You can find such a thing. So the answer is, do a tayver for a Jew. Make an announcement, and then maybe you can return the item. Aye, make or didn't you have to? Maybe not. Maybe you can go bust a rov. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. So, Amar Rav Chanina. Okay, after the Gemara. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't finish the Gemara. Nimtza ben shnei shovachos. If it's found in between two, karv lazeh shalo, karv lazeh shalo. Whichever one's closer.
Let's say it's in the middle.
Mechza al. If it's in the middle, shtay mech loku. You split it. Okay? Now, Amar Rav Chanina, rov v'karov. What if you have a conflict between rov and karov? What wins? What wins? Holchan achar rov. You go after the rov. What does that mean? You go after the rov. So look at Rashi. Rashi says rov v'karov. It's the second wide line, the end of the line. Im ba davar lefonenu. If some matter comes in front of us, v'yesh bo lahalich achar rov. We can go after the rov. V'hu kach, and that'll give us the following result. V'imtelech bo achar karov, and if we go after the karov, eino kach holech bo, eino kach holach bo, achar harov, it's going to go be a different result. It's going to be a different result. V'af agav ditarvayo do'araisa, even though both are do'araisa, right? Deruba do'araisa dechsev achar am lahatos, you go after the majority, you go after the rov. The krova daraisa dechsev havaya ira krova, and you go after the karov also. As a matter of fact, by egla rufa, you go after whichever one's closer. So I have a tension here. Gesundheit. The closer city has 100 people in it, but the rove city has 1,000,000 people in it. But the one with 100 people is closer. So what do you do? By egla rufa, you go after the karov, but every other area you go after the rove. You just said you go after the rove, right? Not after the karov, after the rov. Now, our Mishnah said not like that. Our Mishnah said, if you find the thing in between two, you go after the karov. So the Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. Okay?
Now, let's say there's where you find, like, don't we have a thing? Several Shisha Rabbim, Lakua.
That's for Tumah.
For Tumah?
Only Tumah.
For Israel, maybe.
Only Tumah.
Only Tumah.
Yeah, only Tumah. Right? So, now, the Afal Gav, the Rubador Raisa, back into the Gemara. Even though Rov is Doraisa, the Korva Doraisa, and also Karov is Doraisa, right? Even though they're both Doraisa, Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, Ruba Adif, Rov is better. Why is Rov better? Why is it better? Right? Now, before we get to that, Tosfos asked the following question. What's Rabbi Chanina telling me? That Rov and Karov, we go after the Rov? Isn't that old news? Don't we know that already? Don't we have a Gemara that says that if there's 10 stores in the town, 9 are kosher and 1's not kosher, and you find a piece of meat in the street, you can assume it's kosher. Why?
Rove.
What if it's right in front of the treif store? It's right in front of the treif store. Says Tosfos. We still say Rove. We still say Rove. So what do you see? Rove beats Karov anyway. Why do we need him to tell me that? So Tosfos gives two answers. One answer says, no, the halacha would not be that way. If the meat's mamash found in front of the treif store, we would not say the rov. We would not say that. If it's found in some, you know, part of the street, I don't know where, then we'll say rov. But it's mamash on the doorstep of the treif store, we're not going to say rov. It's mamash in front of the treif store. I would say karov. That's one answer he gives. Another answer he gives is he makes a distinction between a karov that's mochiach and a karov that's not mochiach. I'm not sure what that means. Tosfos here gives an unbelievable answer. He says, you can't compare 50-50 issue to a 90-10 issue. A 90-10 issue, of course we're going to go bust a rov. 90% chance it's kosher meat. Here, what's the issue? 50% tells me to go karov. 50% tells me to go bust a rov. Why should I go bust a rov or bust a karov? 50-50 chance. By the 9 stores, 90% chance is kosher. That's not the same thing as this. Not the same thing at all. They're totally different things. So that's not a riot to me. That's why I need Rabbi Chanina to tell me his din. Okay?
How is it conflicting in our case, but a shovach? How is it conflicting?
We'll get there. It's not, who said it's conflicting? It's not conflicting. Rabbi Chanina makes a statement. Rov a car rov, we rov, follow the rov. Even though they're both doraisa, we still follow the rov. Why? Why do we follow the rov? The Gemara doesn't explain why. So, the Ritva says it must have been a tradition. Gemara Gemira law, he says, it's a tradition. The Shilto says that rov is more shchiach. Okay, whatever that means. But the Bach says, I'll tell you why we go Basar Rov. Because we never go Basar Karov. There's only one place in the Torah where you go Basar Karov. Where's that? Egla Rufa. And there's a pasuk that says it. It says he's made Bedayik. V'chal zikni ha'ir ha'krovim el ha'chalal. And all the zikanim that are close to the halal, the close to the corpse. It's the only place in the Torah you go Basar Karov. Every other thing, you go Basar Rov. Why Egla Rufa? I don't know. Ask Hashem that question. Why you go Basar Karov? I don't know. But every other situation, of course you're going to go follow the Rove. We always follow the Rove. Okay? Now, Masav Rav Zera. Rav Zera asks the following question. It says by Egla Rufa, V'haya ha'ir ha'krov el ha'chalal, the ear that's close to the halal, V'af ha'gaf te'icha ha'chwiti d'nefisha minei. But there's a city not as close, but a lot more people in it. That's the tension. The city right here has 100 people. But a little further away, the city with 1 million people. So we're going to say the murderer came from the city with 100 people? Does that make any sense? You just said no. That if you have a contention of Basar and Karov, you go after the Rove and Karov, you go after the Rove.
So, not here.
Not here, why not? So the Marin is Bidileka. But there is no such city. Ain't a Hanami. You'd be right. If the city has a different size population, maybe you wouldn't follow the Karov. Even though the Torah says that, maybe you wouldn't, right? Bidileka, there is none. So Tosfos asks a question which he doesn't answer. The Gemara says that if a city doesn't have a bezdin in it, it can't have an ear, it can't be Negla Rufa. So Tosfos says, so why not? What kind of halach is that? Right? Now, asks the Gemara the following question. So good, there's two cities over here, but what about the rest of the world? V'lezel Basar Ruba Da'alma. Go after the rest of the world. The rest of the world has more people in it than that town. That's the closest. For a simple question, right? If Rove is so special, and now we forget about the Torah. The Torah said Karov. That's only when there's no Rove next nearby. But if you have a Rove, then you follow the Rove. So the whole world is a Rove. So the Gemara answers, B'Yoshev is Ben Haharim. No, the city is between two mountains. So to say that the murderer came from... traversed over the mountain range to come here, that we're not going to say already. Right? So the Rimi Gash says, right, not only are there two cities here, but they both have the same population. Then we'll go by the Karov one. So the whole Egla Rufa only applies when you have two cities in a mountain range and they're both the same size.
Yeah, it's very narrow.
Very, very narrow, no? What?
Yeah, or doesn't too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And a dead body.
Well, that helps.
So listen to this. Look at the Tosfos of Yosheves Ben Aharim. Tosfos asks, V'im Tomar, 1 minute, says Tosfos. Am I itzrich kra besof perik meruba? We have a pasuk at the end of meruba, the ein Yerushalayim evia egla rufa. Yerushalayim cannot bring an egla rufa. Af al gaf dechsev Yerushalayim aharim savivla. Even though it's surrounded by mountains, mikol makom kol Yisrael hayibon leregel v'gam b'shayim mos hashana lahavi nedar meredavos. There's always has traffic. There's always people there. Tourists yom diyamim tovim bring karbonos v'gam amus haolam hayibon sham. Even goyim would come there. Even goyim would come there, right, to see the glory of the splendor, right. Sham Bishora Shakora Rochelas Amim. It's called the Rochel, the peddler of the world. It's a capital of the world, right? Everyone came to Yerushalayim. So why do we need a pasuk to tell me? What's Tosfos' question exactly? Why do we need a pasuk to tell me that Yerushalayim is not an Egla Rufa? Can't be an Egla Rufa there. It can't be an Egla Rufa anyway. It's all full of other residents. It's all full of non-citizens. Go to Yerushalayim today, right? It's all tourists everywhere you walk. Right? That's another reason why. If I don't need a pasuk for that, anyway it can't be an Egla Rufa. V'yei Shlomo, listen to Tosfos' answer.
Not only all the regal, though.
The whole time is busy with tourists.
No, but back then it was only regal that you...
No, he said people are being carbonos, people are coming to be tourists, goyim are coming. V'yei Shlomo, listen to Tosfos' answer. She'ayim makomo shlohayu regalim lava rak b'nei Yerushalayim. There are neighborhoods and nobody goes there except for people that live there. True even today. Unbelievable thing. There are neighborhoods where... What if a dead body's found in that neighborhood? What, a tourist? No tourist goes over there. Nothing to see there. It's a little neighborhood where the Jews live by themselves. Do you need an egg larufa? So I would have thought you're bringing an egg larufa there for that corpse. No, Yerushalayim has no egg larufa. Then he gives another answer. Inami b'yimei Chizkiyahu shakol Yisrael ha'yusham v'lo ha'yabayin l'schora. Everybody lived in Yerushalayim. Not sure what that means. Everybody lived in Yerushalayim. The whole country lived in Yerushalayim. So there was no schora. Okay, interesting. That was interesting. Anyway, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Nipal hanim to besal chamishim amma. If the bird is found within 50 amos, harei shavala shovach. It belongs to the owner of the shovach. Afal gav delek dekachmina dinafishminei. Even though there could be another place with more people, so it's a kasha. So the Gemara answers, right?
A bigger
dovecot. Bidaleka. There is no bigger one. There's no bigger one. You're right. If there'd be a bigger one, we have a problem. Iyachi eima seifa. What did the seifa say? Chos mechamishim amah. If it's further than 50 amas away, harei hu shel motzo. It belongs to the one who found it. Ve'i bidaleka. But if there's no other one, then where did it come from? Ve'i bidaleka. Vada mehecha mehu nafal. It fell from this one. Right?
Because it can't fly by itself.
Hacha mayaskinan bimedada. It can't fly. It can only jump. It's too young. It can't fly. So therefore what? Right? Therefore what?
Local.
Rav Ukva Bar Chama, kol ha-medada, ein medada yosem minun. Any time it thinks, after 50 hours it gets tired, it won't move anymore. It'll stop. So therefore what?
So now
Look at Rashi, hacham ha-yaskinan. Kulu masnithin metarzim medada. Now the whole mission now is talking about a bird that can't fly. The whole mission is talking about a bird that can't fly. Because of she'en yachal off, it can't fly. Ela bididui. It only can only jump around. Ma'at, a little bit. Hilkach. Tocha mishimama. If it's within 50 amos, shabal hashovach. It belongs to the bal hashovach. Fa'afal gavdik achwini dinafish. Even though there could be a shovach there, much bigger. Much more birds. Why? Techol hamadada, ena madada, yosem mechamishim. Because it doesn't go more than 50. V'tchut shal chamishim. And if it's outside 50, Shalmotzo, it must belong to the guy who found it. Why? The kiv of the ein medad yotzei mechamishim. Since no animal, the birds don't jump more than 50. V'zeh sheyotzei chutz lenun nafak lei mitoras medada. It must be. It's not from this guy's shovach. V'kam lei b'toras mafriach, and it must be a different bird entirely. V'ikol lemezal basaru b'dalma, and they go follow the majority of the world. Therefore, he can keep it. All answers are answered.
But the Mishnah doesn't talk about the young bird.
That's what it must, but it must mean that. Otherwise, the mission doesn't make any sense. By Reb Yirmiyah, raglo achas besoch nun ama. If there's 1 foot on this side of the 50 amos, v'raglo achas chutz b'chamishim ama, and another one on the other side of the 50 amos, mahu. What's the din? V'alda af kuhul Reb Yirmiyah lebe midrasha. For that question, they threw Reb Yirmiyah out of the base of medrash. They threw him out. It's a klutz kasha. What is it? A klutz kasha?
It sounds like it.
So 1 second. He doesn't come back in till like daf kuf something, 100 something daf from now. They let him back in. They threw him out because he asked his kasha. Rashi said, "What they throw him out for?" Rashi says, "Shaya matriach aleihem." What kind of question is that? The question was matriach then. Very very difficult. Rashi. Lechora, Rabbi Yirmi wasn't asking it to be a nudnik. He was asking a legitimate question.
He never does.
Right, so I always assumed that every time Rabbi Yirmiyah asks a question like this, it's because the shear is not well defined. Yeah. It's not a defined shear. He said 50. But what if it's on the goal line? He didn't answer that question. So Rashi says it's matriach, right?
Maybe they were pained by the question.
What?
Maybe they were pained by the question.
Why is it this question that tips the eye?
So the Ritva says, Kivan to Amar Rabbanan. Since the Rabbanan said, She'ena medada yosem mechamishim, it doesn't move more than 50. Right? Lo hayale lemiboyi tre midi. Su midi. There's nothing more to ask. What are you asking? 50-50. De mezalzel b'shu'ure de Rabbanan. He was making fun. He's being mezalzel the shi'ur of the Rabbanan. De kol shi'ure chachamim kachi. Every shi'ur is like that. A revius. But what if I said a revius. I said 50 amos. I said 3. What are you asking me? There's nothing to ask. I said the kivan sheyatza klal mechamishim ama. Once it's outside of 50 amos, yatza, it's outside. Kedin medada v'kam b'taras mafriach. It leaves the medada and it becomes a regular bird. What are you asking me? Every shear is like that. Right? Every shear is like that. Whatever shear is in any area of halacha, it's like that. So what's he asking? That's Rashi's pshat.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
We also have a principle. Should be here if everywhere huh? He asks a question.
We also have a principle law by shalom, so you really can't blame him for trying to understand it.
If I tell you today is Tuesday. Is today really Tuesday? I just told you it's Tuesday. What do you mean by shalom?
Because maybe.
What's something else to say? What more can you say?
If I were to say, if it was Monday and we had long davening, would we finish now?
I understand. It's not, but how is it? Look at Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. Well, let's just finish Tosfos, then you can say, because Tosfos might say what you're saying. Tosfos says, the Tosfos of the Alda, he says, Ein lefarish rishum deboi milsa delo shriach klal. That wasn't the issue. That he asked some far-fetched question. That wasn't the issue. Tehechi Yisrami, deragel achas, toch hamishim, deragel achas, chuch hamishim, betimtzum. Because it can't be such a thing. Exactly 50, one leg here, one leg there. To Ashkechina, the Masdisan, Nami, Bichiahai Gavna, Iri, Diktani, Mechsal, Mechsiach Loku. The Mishnah said that. The Mishnah said that 50-50 divided.
Right.
So what's he asking? What's he asking? Nir Labeno Tam, the Mishum Hachiaf Ku. That's why they threw him out. So you ask the question, it's a Beferish Mishnah. Mishum, because the Medade, Eno Medade, Klal Yosef Mechamishim Amma, it doesn't go more than 50. Afilu Raglo Achas, the Chol Midos Chachamim, Kain Hu. All the measures of the Chachamim are exact. So what are you asking exactly? The Mishnah said that. If you're not sure, then divide it. But I didn't say, they explained in the Mishnah, why if it's exactly 50, why are you dividing it? Because the Maman Hamulta Basafik Achloku. You're not exactly sure where the goal line is, where the bird's feet are, then divide it. So what did Rabbi ask? That's different than what the Ritva said. Or is it? Right, Monty? Was that what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Same thing, right? Very interesting. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi is matriach. The question is that what Rashi meant? Is that what Rashi meant? Right?
When his cases that he usually asks the questions on, is there already this discussion on before and afterwards, and he always says, what happens about the middle?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
That's not what he's asking.
Right. Right. The Gemara will say, 3 hours this, 4 hours this, and he'll ask, what about 3.5? That's usually what he does.
Yes.
He doesn't ask a question that really is the answer's already been given.
This is right. So unique and
so Tosfos said, it's not so. Yeah, why here they threw him out? I don't know.
Yeah, because it's already, you gave the answer already.
What? No, he's saying, but many times. So he's saying, every other time, it's not like that. There's wiggle room. It's not defined.
It says over here, because you should have known the rabbinic measurements are absolute.
Yeah, but Rabbi Yirmiyahu always asks.
He always asks on that. I guess we finished. Rashid and Rabbi
Yirmiyahu.
What?
But
I told you.
If he has an issue with his shear, so then he has an issue with his shear. I mean, you can't deny that a guy's issue with that.
I know, but it's a Beferish Mishnah. That's what Tosfos say. It's a Beferish Mishnah. If the Mishnah said, if you're not sure, you divide it. What if you're not sure? I just said that. Right? All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
I'm happy with